And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
And I have a story here that made me think of you.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Harry and Meghan. Now, we probably could have done this with Lingy in the door, but...
No, I don't, because he's off. He is off any articles about them. Because now he's on the affirmative side.
Because he's reading, wah.
He's read, wah. and he's watched the Netflix doco as well.
Yeah, okay. Mm. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been left stunned. After King Charles evicted them from Frogmore Cottage, their home in the UK.
Yes, they still had some stuff there.
Yeah. So they're now making arrangements to have the remaining belongings they'd left behind in the UK shipped to their new home in California.
Oh, that costs. That costs. International move. Oof.
Yeah, absolutely. But so it's a five-bedroom Windsor house, and it appears that King Charles is popping Prince Andrew in there and locking the door.
Please lock him somewhere else.
So now Harry and Meghan's close friend has shed light on the Sussexes' reaction to being given the boot. Mm. It all feels very fine on like a cruel punishment. It's like the family want to cut them out of the picture for good. No, the family just don't want to be storing your crap. And this is where you come in. Because you've lived in OG for how long now?
3 years? 3 years.
3 odd years? Yeah. And how much of your crap is still at Helen and Con's place
bring it up.
Werribee South?
Every time I go home, Mum's like, so, do you want to go into your cupboards and we'll have a look? I'm like, next time, 100%.
Yeah, I'm in
so
a bit of a rush.
I used to stop saying no. I used to say no.
Yeah.
And then that would like really like obviously affect her. And so now I just say, yeah. Oh, 100%. Oh, can we do it next time? Let's book it in for next time. And the next time never comes.
I hope you're listening. Hell's bells as you're sort of doing on your walk. Should be parachute pants on, doing a walk through Werribee South.
Yeah. Where else am I going to store a telescope? Where?
In the
you
bin.
Tell me, or put it DJ
on,
gear.
Put them all on Marketplace. If they've been.
Or my keyboard or my guitars. Where am I going to store that stuff? They've got a whole house.
When are you going to use that stuff ever again? Sell it. You need money?
I will pick up the bass guitar again. Oh, I will.
Absolutely not. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. Creed 3 hit cinemas today, and last night I charged you both with the task of welcoming people to the cinema at our very special preview screening.
Mm, it was good fun. So many great people there, few photo ops, a lot. Wanted me to get out the way and just have one with Lingy, and I was totally fine with
well,
that.
Well, I mean, we expect that, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I expect that.
I'm just so pleased, Tom,
yes, Lewis, mate.
That you found a creative outlet, like radio,
yeah.
that you could put your energies and your passions into.
Yeah.
Because if you hadn't, I'm concerned that perhaps you could have ended up a psychotic serial killer.
Okay. Okay. What makes you say that?
Your mind... is viciously devious and you've corrupted other people.
No, I have
you've
not.
You've made them your minions.
They were already corrupt.
No. No, they were
no.
not.
No.
What happened, mate? You okay? I don't know where this is going.
Explain it.
On multiple occasions, you have encouraged me to dress up,
yes.
explaining that, oh, everyone's doing it and you're going to do it. And yeah. I think it was Halloween, you know. Everyone's dressing up and I've turned up and looked the fool.
Yes, that's fair.
No.
That is fair. You have looked quite the fool.
Yes.
Yeah, you've looked really good.
Yeah. Yeah, there was Halloween, and that was a classic Tom Stitchy where it was just you and I. Loggy was away, and I actually even got Dodsy on board to, and she didn't know it was a stitch up either.
No.
I got her to source you a costume, and you rocked up as Ronald McDonald. It was amazing.
Geelong's best tradie. I wore the tradie belt.
That was not a thing.
No.
I say to my dying day that I never actually agreed to dress up.
We agree to disagree on that one. So last night I turned up to Reading Cinemas, Warren Pines, fun night, movie. Yeah, as you said, it's premiering today. So
yep.
it was a special sneak peek for all of our wonderful listeners. In my mind, I'm thinking, well, Tom's not here. I'm kind of in a safe place.
Okay.
I'm with a caring, supportive person like Loggy. Bowden, work experience kid, he's there. He won't do the wrong thing by me. Kendra from the promo team, absolute legend.
Love
no
Kendra.
Way, no way she will hurt me in any way, shape or form. So Loggy gives me a bag. Oh, sorry,
I didn't
Kendra.
Give it to you.
Kendra gives me a bag,
yeah.
yes, agreed. Kendra gives me a bag, a dress-up bag, saying, hey, just for the photos, put on this. A silk boxing robe with silk boxing shorts. You know what they come out in, with some boxing gloves.
Yeah. I've never seen them wear it as an actual bathrobe, though. It's normally open, but you've gone the bathrobe.
The wrap.
The tie-up. Yeah, well, I didn't need the rig out. That was one thing.
That's kind of what we were hoping for.
And they've said, just in the toilets at Reddings, get quick change. I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. But Loggy was also handed a bag. So I'm like, okay, we're both getting changed into the boxing type gear.
Because Creed 3 is, you know, it's part of the Rocky canon. And
So it's a boxing theme. Everyone's going to be there. We're going to have some fun photos. This will be fantastic. Mm. Loggy's doing it. Okay, I will be a team player because, again, Loggy has my back. Tom Lewis is not present. I'll do this.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
I got changed in the toilet in a little cubicle. I'm trying to get everything on. And
it took him about 7 minutes and we thought, oh, God.
He's fallen in.
Yeah, something's happening.
That's because my back doesn't work anymore and I'm trying to get shoes off and everything like this. And I've come out thinking, and I honestly thought, this is ridiculous. They don't pay me enough for this.
Yeah.
Oh, we do.
Do you know what I came out to? You know exactly what I came out to. Just for everybody listening, here's Loggy, still dressed in her entire, like, normal casual kit, just wearing boxing gloves.
Is that all her bag had in it?
That's all her bag
had
in it.
Well, I mean, that could be an issue at Get Your Gear On, the costume shop. She may just not have received her full costume.
Yeah, that was the bag I received, Lingy. I don't know what to tell you.
As it turned out, I was unhappy, is that a fair word? Disappointed?
Well, shocked.
I may have shouted out that I hated Loggy and I hated Bowden and I hated everyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went back in, got changed very, very quickly this time, quite embarrassed, came back out and I was like, Loggy, how could you do this to me? How could you hurt me like this? How could you break our trust?
Quite easily.
And straight away she said, well, Tom said, here's what needs to happen.
I did throw you.
You give Lingy the bag of the costume and you take a bag as though it's got a costume in it, but you're only going to have boxing gloves in it. You are evil, Tom.
The thing
despicable.
Is, Get Your Gear On, they did so good, of course. Yeah. They're the costume, everything you need to transform yourself. Get Your Gear On costumes, go and get. They've always helped us out. They're unreal.
Shout out to Danny and team. They're on Mercer Street there in town.
Yeah. I didn't realise, Tom, that he had another costume in the toilet because he came out dressed like a cowboy with leather-bound boots and a belt buckle with brass.
Buckle and a really red face, too. Pretty annoyed.
My trust is broken, Tom.
Okay. Well, I deny everything.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Now, you guys were at the cinemas last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The preview screening of Creed 3. You did a wonderful job from all accounts from welcoming people in. You got out of the way. You did a great job of that, Log.
Yes. Well,
so people could get a photo with the person they wanted a photo with, exactly. Which is Cameron Link.
Not true. Everyone loved Loggy. Loves Loggy.
Not after a couple of the jokes I ran with last night.
Oh, God.
No, it's okay.
She didn't. I knew I should have been there.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. Someone yelled out, how's Wombi going? I'm here for the Wombi update.
Bless.
I know.
But just check out your socials. Don't bog everyone else down with that gear.
Okay.
No, but he is beautiful. I do love an update. So you guys were there, but you obviously have a support team around you from here at K-Rock, the promo team. They get out there, they hand out the icy cold cans of Coke and the packets of Sandboys and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And one of the guys that is part of that team is Bowden, who is here in the studio right now.
Hi, Bowden.
He's learning to panel. Bowden, you mind jumping around to mic 5 there
for
us?
Yeah, we'll let you talk today.
Are we going to let him have a mic?
Yeah, just for this bit. Just for this bit, and I'll steer. So I hear last night that you were a wonderful, constructive member of the team and a good help to everyone. So thank you for that, Bowden.
No worries. Why do I feel like I'm getting stitched up here?
So towards the end, as packing up, Log, great, loves to help pack up. Lingy, did you help pack up or did you have somewhere to be? Did you duck off?
I helped put the cover over the speaker for the portable microphone.
That's a thing. No, I was just checking. Cool.
Yeah.
And as sort of everything was wrapping up, my understanding is that, Log, you wanted to get a drink.
I did. I was like, oh, man, I want a softie. I was begging for a softie.
You was like, I got to get a Fanta.
Yes.
Your heart was set on a Fanta.
Yes, I know. But I didn't have a Fanta, but I got a Solo, which was my next choice. So good.
And so you were sort of, you were fanging for this, you were hanging for it, and so you thought, oh, I'll go. And then as you go off to walk to buy something, because you're beautiful, you offer everybody else, even though it's a cinema. And we all know sort of where the price point is. cinema gear, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So you did that anyway, you offered, and...
Well, everyone offers knowing that people, they say no. Like, no, I offered Lingy, and he said, no, I'll get it myself.
Okay.
And I said, are you sure? And he went, yeah.
Yeah,
and
so you like, play that game.
Yeah,
and it's
we
like,
play
no,
the game.
No, it's fine, whatever.
We play the game. But because we're a bit older, I guess we've been playing the game a bit longer.
So anybody else have, were there any other takers for anything?
You know, Kendra was like, no, I'm fine.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
But Bowden... you jumped on board straight away.
Oh, you guys are killing me here.
And you're like, yeah, I'll grab a Coke.
I said,
no worries. And then when I went to walk off, you're like, oi, yeah, grab me a popcorn too.
So all of a sudden you getting yourself a Solo turned into you buying two drinks and a popcorn.
Well, I would call it the combo.
Yeah, a meal deal.
Whatever I was getting.
Yeah, right.
Right? And when you say combo... That combines money.
Yeah. So, Bowden. I don't know how much money you think people make here at the station. But it is not much.
And
I should have known that a blank spot on the show board meant I was going to cop it.
Yep, generally.
Well, generally, I would have even rewound your mind back to last night. I thought when I added the extra, can you grab us a popcorn
as well?
You were going to cop
it. And you gave me the biggest smirk ever. And I was like, oh, here we go.
And to be fair, I did yell at Bone and go, oh, all right then. Like,
but you're still.
He's stuck fat.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Bowden, there's Lingy. He makes quite a bit of coin. And you've got Tom. Well, he's also the boss. So
big
there's
boss
that.
Man.
But Bowden. Bowden.
Don't pick on Loggy.
Little old Log. $18. $18.
You're coming in here of your own volition, so you know, which is great because you're learning and you're learning. Improving yourself, which is always really good, and I appreciate that. But every Tuesday and every Thursday, we buy a round of coffees. And you offered, to be fair, you did offer. And I said, no, that's ridiculous because you're not being paid to be here.
Yeah.
So we'll get you coffees. But, mate, at the movies, that's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. You've stitched me.
So.
Did you enjoy that combo?
Absolutely.
Next time Loggy offers anything, you say politely, no, I'm good, thanks.
Exactly.
All right.
Even if you want it, the answer is no.
You are throwing daggers with those eyes right now.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom Lingy and Loggy Gold.
So Jimmy James was looking at some watches. He wants to upgrade his watch, right? And he was checking out this Rip Curl watch.
Does it come with one of the wallets as well, with the Velcro and possibly a chain?
No. But bring back the Velcro wallet. We should. We've got that look about us, Tom. I mean, Lingy, you're all leather.
The 12-year-old boy.
Yeah. Nothing but leather. Leather everything. And I know.
That's why he squeaks when he walks.
Yeah. That's what that weird cow smell is too. Anyway, so vintage. I'm thinking back in my day, the vintage Rip Curl watch, I had an orange one with a brown band, right? Have you got a watch?
I've had this about 25 years, this watch.
Have you really?
Yeah. Jeez, they don't make them like that anymore, unless, of course,
oh my God,
they're advertising with the station, in which case they always make them that well.
Yeah. You have got exactly what I'm talking about, Cameron Lee.
Yeah.
The bit at the front of the Rip Curl watch, the thing that sold me when I was 13 years old, was the orange colour because, wow, and also the gold hands and the little calendar wheel, great, but mainly... The spinning thing on the top.
You're talking about sort of the dial that frames the watch face.
Yes.
Does it make a noise, a clicking noise?
It goes click. Yeah.
Can you do that into the...
Yeah, I think mine still moves.
Oh, it's very quiet.
It doesn't move real well.
It's very quiet. Okay. Well, maybe that...
Don't break your watch. Don't break it. But it's like that spinning thing that they're like, hey, this is for lap times?
No.
Or I don't understand
What's it for?
It's for heat times, surfing heats. So a surfing heat, obviously in the big pros that you watch on TV, they keep shouting out, you know, 5 minutes to go, all that. But in local surf comps, it's a 25-minute heat time. You can set this dial to a particular point where the big hand is.
Yeah.
And you know as it's getting closer to the end of that heat time on your outside dial that you've only got X amount of minutes to go.
Okay.
Quick question.
Mm. Yep.
Are there numbers on the actual watch? Because can't you just use the and the hands and the like the watch? Can you not just use the watch, Cameron?
Yeah, but as the hooter goes to start the heat, if you don't
the
remember,
it, is that the official term?
You know,
the hooter,
the horn,
the hooter.
If you don't remember exactly as you're concentrating on your surfing where that big hand was, oh, hang on, was it on the 8 or was it on the 7? Okay. I can't remember.
But don't you then have to like move it as the hooter goes off?
Does
the
hoot, saying hooter.
Does set
the hooter
it to
interfere
where it
with
is.
The operation of the clock? I don't understand.
That's what it's there for. Anyway, okay. That's its purpose.
Yeah. So I've got, I have a big claim to make here right now. I don't think anyone has ever used it ever.
Ever.
I think that people buy it because they like having clicky things on their watches.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone has ever gotten in the surf. They know it can be for that reason. Fine, it can be for surf, whatever. No one has ever used it.
Side note, no one's ever looked at someone with one of those clicker things on their watch and gone, that guy's a surfer. He's a competitive surfer.
Yeah, no.
Get around him.
No one uses that. No one.
I agree with you because in my 25 years or so of having this watch, I've never used the clicky dial
thing. It's for people that had anxiety that they didn't know they had anxiety growing up. And now if you were one of those kids that used to flick that around and make the clicking noise, I bet you have anxiety right now. I bet you've been diagnosed. Because that's what it was for. It was for us and not for the surfers, and nobody used it for its actual purpose.
Someone out there, though, will have used it for its actual purpose.
I'm calling it. We're not getting any calls.
We live on the Ballerine Peninsula, Ocean Grove Beaches, 13th Beach, Torquay, all the Surf Coast beaches. Yeah. We've got plenty of surfers out there in the region.
We do.
Someone will have used, like Torquay Board Riders Club, for instance.
Yeah.
In their heats, someone will have used the spinny dial
and
thing on their watch.
And that's how they sold it to them. But if you really think about it and think about you ever using it, I guarantee no one has ever used it.
We'll get one call. We could get,
I'm telling you,
we
get no one's gonna
one,
call.
All I need is one call to say that they have used it and they can prove you wrong. Someone out there has used it.
Challenge accepted.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Perfect weather for getting in the green room.
Getting out the back. When you're out there, I'm wearing my watch. How good's this?
It's waterproof.
It's a surf watch.
And it makes a clicky noise.
Yeah. No one uses the clicky noise though, do they? This is what I'm saying. Because Jimmy James bought himself a new watch. Great. And it reminded me of a great little Rip Curl watch I had back in the 90s. Surf watch. Orange in colour. Brown band. Oh, can't go wrong.
Orange Gold and brown. Face. Great combination.
Exactly. Seriously. It's so hot. And I got it. What sold me was because it had the spinning clicky thing at the top.
The dial.
The dial, the lap dial. And I'm like, I'll totally use this when I'm in the surf. Totally use this when I'm at the pool. No. Said no. Everyone has great intentions, but that clicky wheel never gets used. It's purely for anxious people to click around.
No, see, okay. I agree that I haven't used mine. Mm. When you go for a casual surf, you will not use it. It is designed for those who are surfing in a heat. Whatever the board riders clubs that are out there, Torquay Board Riders, 13th Beach Board Riders, down at Lonnie, back at us, wherever you're surfing, if you're surfing in a heat, someone out there will have used it. Yes, Tom.
I know that's what you're saying. But there's numbers and hands on the watch. You've got to watch for that reason. So just use it. Just have a quick squiz. Oh, yeah, quarter past. Brilliant. I've got till what, 40? The 40 mark.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, can you remember all that while you're thinking about the score that you need? I need an 8.25 to beat him, but if I give up priority to that person, then I'm going to need a 6.44 and also a 9.21.
But it's not like a kettle. It's not like, on the stove where it like ticks down itself and then goes ding and you know the heat's over, is it? And also that your bread's cooked.
Okay. All I've put out there is I think we will get at least one person saying in this beautiful region of ours, so many great surf beaches, someone out there will have used it. Sabrina from Ocean Grove, please tell me, Sabrina, have you ever used the clicky dial thing on your watch?
Well, No, I haven't. But I grew up in the middle of America, so I don't know anything about surfing. But what I do know is that my dad had one on his watch, and he was dive certified. And so he had told me you set it to where the minute hand is, so you know when you go diving how much time you have left in your tank.
Right.
There you go, see?
And how did he use it, though?
Well, again, middle of America, so he didn't go diving that often.
Yeah, yeah. So I think Dad was just being nice just to in you, the like, bath. Check out yeah. this watch, yeah. Marina.
See, I'm taking
that
as...
tell a story, but I think it was legit. I don't know.
That's a half a point. That's a half a point there, Log.
Yeah, what about you, Danny, in Newcomb? Have you ever used the clicky bit on the watch? If people used it, would have a real name, right?
Right, but I'm with Sabrina. It's used for dive purposes.
Right.
Ah.
Okay.
Are you a diver, Danny?
No, I'm not a diver. But when I brought it from Speakeasy back in the day, my watch.
Yeah.
That's also what they used it for, was for diving.
See, that's what they tell you. This is the thing. Because it makes us all excited, and we think we might dive one day. Like, it might be happening. But no.
No.
Yeah.
No. Okay. That's all right. I'll take that. What about Macca from Torquay? Come on, Macca. You live in that beautiful area of Torquay. Please tell me you have used your clicky dial thing on your watch at least once.
Hello, guys. I hate to say it, but the clicky dial thing is actually, I think it's called a bezel.
Okay.
And I have used it.
Yes, Macca.
Sure you have, Macca. What for?
Once upon a time, I used to do a bit of scuba diving, as the previous callers have mentioned.
Okay.
And I hate to sound smarter than my usual calls, but yeah, that's correct. That's what it's used for.
Okay.
For diving. Okay.
Right. So what I've learned here is that the thing that you said about the surf heats, that is complete BS made up.
It actually says heat on the outside of my
watch. In the heat of the tank. Learn something.
Tom, Lingy and Loggie. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.